The Giddy Up Bag of Tips for Oz Equipment Rentals. Supplying equipment to the construction, mining and roadworks industries. OzEquipment.com.
Mark and Levi Cavanaugh have had a pretty good time of it of late, and their star galloper First Mortar was impressive at Caulfield on Saturday. They got some chances at Sandown today, and Levi Cavanaugh joins us. G'day, Levi.
Hi, Gareth.
How did First Mortar pull up, mate? I'm well.
Really good. He's bounced out of the box. He's feeling quite fresh and well. Even after that quite sharp run.
Geez, he won like a good thing too. He never looked like getting beat there on Saturday.
I mean, they were coming for him in the final stages, but he did hold on pretty well. If you had have asked me Friday or Saturday, I would have said, look, you know, he probably will improve from the run, and it's a bit short of his optimal distance. He's never really won at that. He's never won at the mile, and he's never won that grade of race or first up. So, you know, he's ticked a lot of boxes for resuming this time in, for sure.
What's his big grand final? What's his program now?
So the big grand final is going to be the Andrew Ramsden over 2800. It's in mid-May. So between now and then, there's a couple of races to go in between. We're going to kick off next start is the Easter Cup, which is not on Easter, the week after Easter this year. And then we go to the Mornington Cup a few weeks after that.
Exciting, mate. You got a couple of runners there at Sandown today. And we'll start off with race two, Lakota Fire. Where's Lakota Fire at the moment?
Yeah, look, he's had a bit of a mixed prep. I mean, he was super last year in his early runs. At that 1,000 metres, 1,050, was where he was really flying. We put him down the straight at Flemington, and he got very colty on the day and just didn't fire. So we gave him the ultimate gear change and the spell, and he came back and we kicked him off down the straight again. And look, he choked down on that occasion and didn't really fire. Then we stepped him into a 1,200-metre race at Caulfield and just don't think he got the trip. Last preparation he was showing us, he was running through the line, sort of getting back and finishing off and would potentially get that 1,200, maybe a little bit further. But after his first couple of races this time, he just hasn't shown us that. So what we've done is just given him a light freshen up, kept him in work, and just brought him back to that 1,000-metre distance where he's going to kick off today.
All right, then can he win today then? Do you think he can bounce back to his best?
Look, if he shows his best form and his most recent trial form, I think he can.
Yeah.
He's just sort of, look, I've thought he's been in great order each time, and he's had an excuse every time he's gone around, whether it's been choking down or getting colty or not getting the trip. So I'm hoping that we don't have an excuse to find today with him. But, if he does, he's been working well and his trials over 800 metres have been great. So, if he brings all that form to the races today, I think he should run a treat.
What are you expecting from Superstock first up after a couple of handy jump outs at Sandown today in race eight?
Superstock's going great, and if it was a little bit weaker race, I'd probably say he's a chance at the 1,400 metre. He's been quite sharp in his trials and things like that. But just the way it went, we didn't get a run last week. They moved the Sandown meeting to that Caulfield Heath track, and there wasn't enough field sizes, and we were in the emergencies and didn't get a run. And this is a 78 grade, so it's got a bit stronger competition involved. So, look, he's up against some nice horses today. I think over a different trip, he'd be right in the market against these sort of horses, but I think he's going to be progressive this preparation and certainly go through his grades, but it might just be a little bit short for him first up in this sort of rating.
All right then, mate, what's your best for today? Would you have a punt?
It's a watch and see with Lakota Fire, because
yes,
he's been a bit of a hard task, but yeah, I think he's probably going to be the better of the two. Bit smaller field for him to contend with, and I think that his style of racing, I think the long straight at Sandown is really going to suit. So hopefully we see him return to form today.
Do you have a couple for us? Any winners at Bendigo or Pakenham coming up?
Yeah, look, we've got a big day on Thursday. We've got six runners. What have we got? We've got probably the best one would be
Tower of Tuscany, Justified at Last. You've got Russian Front, Russian Escape.
Yeah, I'm just trying to work out. Probably Russian Front back in grade. He'll be the standout.
Yep.
But I've got Russian Escape and Tower of Tuscany at different meetings, yep, stepping up to a mile. Both of them are looking like it, like they need it. They've been very good placing in their previous starts coming up to it. So they're going to map quite well as well.
All right, mate.
Tomorrow. So, yeah, have a look at those.
All right, I love it. Good luck. Thanks for that, Levi. We appreciate your time as always.
Okay, thanks, Gary.
There's Levi Kavanagh. Dan O'Sullivan joins us. Matriarch Roses looks tough to beat there today in race number 6 at Sandown. Hello to you, Dan. Thanks for your time, mate.
Morning, Gareth. How you going?
Big effort for... I'm well, mate. Big effort first up by this man.
Yeah, it's a very good run. She jumped okay, but then just drifted back probably more than we anticipated. And she really travelled up, come to the home turn, got a little bit... got a little bit wobbly around the home turn. Just a bit of speed wobbles around there, but really strong late behind the horse who was well fancied. So, no, she was a very good return.
Yeah, and second up, Sandown, looks like it might just suit her a little bit better.
Yeah, I was being very, very mindful that she comes through the first up run well, which she has, because we're only on like about a 9-day turnaround. But I'm very happy with her. And it just think the bigger track, long run home where she can really balance up should really suit her. So, you know, she ticks a few boxes, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. And she's performed over a longer trip before, but is this her sweet spot, the 1,400 metres?
Oh, I think so. We actually rushed her out to the 1,700 at the end of the campaign last time in. Probably, a bit, I'm not saying she'd never get there again, but this round of, 1,400 metres up to a mile, I think will be her go. She's still very lightly raced and, she's still figuring things out a bit, even at, she got scratched at the barriers at, Ballarat, first up this time in because she got too hot and a bit of a heat stress there. And even the other night at Mooney Valley, she's still a little bit busy and, but this happened last time in as well. So each run she got better and better. So there's still a few things we're trying to learn about her.
All right, mate. So she's worth an each way play?
Oh, for sure. No, I'll be disappointed she's not running into the facings. But in saying that, it's a pretty even field. You've got the Hazes horse. It ran two wins and then went to a group race. So obviously they got a bit of an opinion of that as well. So it's no walk in the park. But just she's going very well, and I'm very happy to be going there today.
Thanks for your time, Dan. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Dan O'Sullivan there. Mitchy Lewis joins us. Mitchy, good morning. He must be getting ready for the big day on Friday at Mount Gambier with David Taggart and Miles Fitzner heading there. Mount Gambier Cup Day. If you're around that part of the world in South Australia, I highly recommend that you get there because the boys are going to put on some clinic. Bag of Tips, of course, brought to you by Oz Equipment Rentals, the mighty Oz Equipment Rentals and the best pub in the land, the Ultima Hotel in the heart of the Mallee. I'm getting Mitch Lewis to Ultima for the Swan Hill Carnival. We'll have some fun there, Mitchy, as I say hello to you.
Good morning, Gareth. Yeah, that sounds exciting. I'd be very keen for that.
We'll stay at the Ultima Hotel.
Friday.
Yep, we'll stay at the Ultima Hotel and away we go.
Shane Bennett as well. I'm sure we'll have a ball of a time there. We'll have to look after him at the Calcutta.
Yeah. He has a Calcutta on the Saturday night. It's hard to buy a horse off him, but it'll be a lot of fun. Hey, what about at Sandown today?
Right, I think there's a bit of value to be had at Sandown, G. So we've got to accordingly stake.
Yes.
I don't want to spend up too crazy, but I think if we've got it right, we can make money. So in race one, it's a good little maiden. I think there could be some good form lines that come out of it. I've had a little bet on the 3 Nearing Liberty. So resuming off a Traugan trial win, looks quite sharp. I think the form lines out of last prep are very strong. So it competed in a strong race at Flemington to finish the prep and was fourth on debut behind a horse called Snow Patrol. So I think the form lines stack up and I think it's good value, that Nearing Liberty. So I think we can have a little bet on that one.
About $4.60. So Nearing Liberty for Matty Brown. He does a good job. Brian Higgins in the saddle. And what else have you got for us?
Race 5, number 6, Rhapsody Chicks, probably the shortest of the ones. I thought, look, it went forwards second up on a similar race here last time. Got caught out a little bit wide. I'm expecting here today from barrier 9, Mickey D can probably take a sit off behind a couple of other runners like Ursa and Bullet Wing that'll go forwards. And I think with a little bit more cover here on the hillside track, you'll be able to present a little bit into the straight, get a little bit more economical run out of Gareth. So I think Rhapsody Chick can bounce back. I thought she was pretty good last start, but maybe the wide run got to her late.
Yep, and the final of your specials?
In race six, we're going to do a little two-bet play here. Actually, I've got two more for the day. Sorry, Gareth.
All right, beautiful. Love it.
I'm looking at it wrong here. Race six, number two, Our Empress Zoe, each way play. So, again, she's not a proven first-up horse, but I think she gets the right setup here today. Blake Shin in the saddle, barrier six. I think she can go forwards in a race that doesn't matter to have too much speed. And I think she can settle in a really handy spot and perhaps even run a really big race first up here, even though she's not her best fresh, but I think she can do it. You're going to have a little saver in that race on the four, Donna Gow, who I think can bounce back in an easier race from the group level one. And then in race seven, an each-way play on the two, Navy King, similar to Our Empress Zoe. I think it'll map, well, I think it's going to control the race out in front with Jamie Carr in the saddle, and it's a good each-way play, like probably heavier the place. I just think it's form before the last start race. They were in easier races, but it was looking quite strong. And then it went up and tackled a stronger race. Back down in grade here today, gets run of the race. I think we can get the each-way play there.
All right, then. So that's Navy King at $10 with Bet365. What about at Murray Bridge today?
Yep, at Murray Bridge, I've got another one here. The market's just changed. So in race two, yesterday I mentioned Hot Off. If you're getting around 250, I think that's a play. The maiden runner first up, I think it's got that price. I think you can do that. I'm willing to risk the other fave in that race, Spirit of Camelot, who I think will improve deeper into the race. Nice. Yesterday, Gareth, we talked about Rabtat, race five, number three. We wanted around $3.50. I think you were getting $3.20 when prices opened, and they backed him quite quickly. I think he's going to drift out a little bit towards the $3 mark. If that's the case, you could probably have a small bet on him there. I think he looks a very good chance.
Yes.
And then a small bet in the last, Gareth, on race seven, number 12, Fly the Line. Don't be too concerned about the wider barrier. It's a bit of a shoot start out of the 1,000 metres there at Murray Bridge. I think you can find a good spot. And he's second up here today in an easier race. He was two lengths off Mintu Lee first up. Down to a BM56 in the provincials now. I think the dropping class is going to suit him, and he was competitive in some good races last prep. So he's worth a little play in the last as well.
All right there, mate. So race two, Hot Off, race five, Rabtat, and race seven, Fly the Line, your plays there.
Yeah, so plenty of them around today, G-Man, but like I said, I haven't really unleashed a huge amount of, say, units on most of these. I've been a bit careful with the ones at value.
All right, mate. Love your work. We appreciate your time as always.
Thank you, mate. You have a good day. Good luck, punters.
There we go. There's Mitchie Lewis there. Let's catch up now with Will Friedman, who's got one strong chance there engaged at Wyong today in race number three on the program, Pirius, with Tommy Berry aboard. Hello to you, Will.
Hey, Gareth. How are things?
Good, thank you, mate. What's on for a Wednesday like for you? You heading to Wyong, or are you sending the old man there?
No. I'll go. I don't live too far away, so it's not too bad. But it's sort of a bit like Melbourne weather up here, a bit drizzly and overcast. So
yes,
you know, that's the way it is. But we'll punch on.
Pirius knocking on the door. Surely today is the day.
Well, I always have to apologise to all of the riders because I think he's had a different rider almost every start of his career.
Yes.
And I'm constantly apologising to them before they ride him because he's such hard work. Yeah. He'll be off a bit at the 800-metre mark, without a doubt. I think last time Darren Flindell said he's struggling going back in the field, but he just keeps plugging away. But he looks like he's struck the right kind of race.
Yes.
Today, you know, like I think he's run into some half-handy horses recently, and he's hopefully not going to find one of them today.
Does he just take the mickey out of you, or you think he just makes it difficult for himself? What's his go, this horse?
I don't know. He's genuine in the sense that he runs a trip and he keeps trying. I have a running joke with Zach Lloyd, who rode him first up, and he sat up on him at the 300-metre mark, and I blew up and said, how am I supposed to get him fit if you sit up at the 300-metre mark? And he said, I'd been riding him hands and heels since the 1,500-metre mark. So he said, I just couldn't do it anymore.
He's buggered.
I think he's genuine. I think he's just a horse that just takes a real long time to wind up. So you'd think probably Wyong's not his most suited track because it's that short turning. Short straight, you know, sharp turn. But you do find staying race at Wyong that a lot of horses are off the bit at about the 600-700 metre mark. and he's quite used to that. So you might think they're all struggling, and I'm tipping he'll be the one that keeps finding. But I'm just hopeful he doesn't miss the kick by too much and is too far back. If he could sit just two pairs back, you know, I think he'd be hard to beat him. I mean, his ratings sort of stack up. If he runs close enough to his last three ratings, he should be thereabouts within a length of them. So yeah. I'm pretty confident. I'm pretty confident. We sort of had actually not thought about nominating him for the Albury Cup and the Mannion Cup.
Okay.
With a lightweight, but he is only a benchmark 67, so we thought we'd take some low-hanging fruit first.
What about Long Memory? Oh, I thought she was pretty good there the other day at Camlet Great. She goes to Newcastle over the 1,800 metres tomorrow.
She sat wide the whole way
yes,
last start and got no luck. So, look, she's thereabouts. She's no world beater, but she's an honest filly, or honest mare, I should say. And she's had her setbacks throughout the prep, but she seems to be in a good vein of form now. So she'll be competitive. She sort of needs to show us that she can run out 1850, but we'll find that out tomorrow.
What's happening there at Rose Hill this week? Is there much rain around? How do you think this track will play with the rail out 2 metres for slipper day?
There's a little bit of rain. It's just drizzle at the moment. Not enough to impact the track, but then again, it's not really drying out weather either. No. So, I don't know. I'm probably not as critical on the track as others. I thought it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. People like the rail and the true and allowing the jockeys to find the best part of the track. And then as soon as the jockeys have to get off the rail here, people instantly jump on them saying that the track's in poor condition. You know, you should be able to win from anywhere. So I don't know.
I don't know. Was it too sticky on the weekend? There's something, I don't know. Doesn't make sense.
Look, I'm
and horses I'm losing shoes, horses getting black eyes.
Yeah, but you know, I've trained in country New South Wales, and I would have run horses on firmer tracks than I would say 90% of the people in the city. And I have seen the downfall of running horses on tracks that are too firm. So.
Yeah.
You know, some people can say, oh, well, you know, it's the problem with the industry at the moment is everything is anecdotal. I can tell you my experience. Someone
yes.
can tell you their experience. But until we get some firm statistics on how horses actually pull up on different tracks over a big sample size, it's just we're in a merry-go-round with the state of tracks. So, you know, I'm hopeful it plays a little bit fairer in terms of there maybe aren't four lanes which you can win from, but certainly, I thought Zardozzi was able to win from behind. So yeah,
it's a difficult one. Some horses suit when the rain came during those carnivals. Some horses were performing on a heavy track
exactly.
at Randwick and not performing on a heavy track at Rose Hill. I guess that's just the game.
And you can understand people that get frustrated when the tracks aren't their natural state.
Yeah.
They're influenced by irrigation. I can understand that.
Yeah.
People can accept when tracks are wet because the rain came. When they're wet because irrigation and rain came, I can understand the frustration. But they're doing the best they can.
It's a difficult job, and hats off to them. Yeah. Not everyone can be pleased. Hey, Will, love your insights. We appreciate your time. Good luck today.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
There's Will Freeman. Mickey Gannon joins us from the Great Tip-Off. Mickey, hello to you.
Great, man.
Mickey,
how are you?
Good, thank you. With Mickey Gannon's tips today, go to the Great Tip-Off. You won't be doing any reversing. You'll be going forward, of course, because you're in fine form and you can get your full set of analysis there.
Yep, like to think so. I'm just in the car, just navigating the car park. But you can go to thegreattipoff.com, search for McGann and get them all there. But I'll tell you what, I've got a couple ones for you as well. Why don't we kick off at Canberra,
yes,
the nation's capital. Race 1, number 8, Tango Queen. Alicia Collett for Annabelle Neesham. Well, this galloper was in a recent trial behind a couple of smart ones, a couple that might be potentially heading towards a Percy Sykes, and Tango Queen acquitted herself pretty well, albeit she did run third and and was under a bit of pressure, but gee whiz, this is not much of a race. So Canberra race 1, number 8, Tango Queen, to kick off the day, G.
Yes, what else have you got for us?
We're going to head up to Wyong, and we're going to have a little... very small throw at the stumps on that horse that you were just talking about, Piraeus. Tommy Berry rides Wyong better than anyone, and I think he might be able to get this horse to finally get over the line there for young Will. So I think Piratus race 3, number 6, is probably weighted to win this race, and I think we'll get the job done. And then we'll go to race 4, horse that, gee whiz, not sure how it got beat last time, Eclipsion for Price Kent Jr. stable there. And, well, J-Max aboard, barrier 1, rolls forward, hard to beat, G. Very simple.
Yeah, that's Eclipsion, race 4, number 1. About $2.50. It's been a little easy in the market, would you believe?
Yeah, it's interesting. It kind of had everything to go its way last start, but now it gets to a wild track where it's probably going to get everything to go its way again. The 1,600-meter start, barrier 1, on pace, leading, I'd say, is probably worth a length or two on its own. So should get the job done, mate.
All right there, Mickey G. You enjoy your day. Looking forward to the weekend preview tomorrow.
Hey, G, it's going to be huge. And I'll tell you what, I've just had another look at the forecast, and we've been previewing this Golden Slipper since Monday, and the likelihood of it being on a rain-affected track was probably 90%. There's meant to be 20 mils of rain forecast today. Looking at the radar and the forecast, there's only 2 mils of rain forecast now, and it's likely that won't even come. So we're on a soft 7 with fine weather forecast for the rest of the week.
Hallelujah. Would you believe it? It's sort of insane. the weather report sort of like throw it out the window. It never works, and it can be so terrible. Misleading. It's not funny. I don't know how many times that we think it's going to be dry conditions and we get a soft track. So I think we can play around a soft to good track when we do the weekend preview, but I don't know. Unless they're complete and utter overs, I wouldn't be betting until race day, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I think spot on. I think you could work anywhere from a soft 5 to a soft 6, and I think you're going to be pretty close to the mark. I'd be surprised if you get back to a 4, but a soft 5 would be pretty close to the mark, G.
Yep. Love your work, Mickey G. Thanks for that.
Thanks, mate.
There's Mickey Gannon. Let's take a break. The man is going to take on Andrew Gaff in the Clash of the Titans in the Waffle this weekend on the wing for Subiaco when they take on West Coast. Our man, Riley Morgan. G'day, Riley.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. You must be excited now. Have you been given the green light to take him on?
Oh, well, I'm sure from the way Simo spoke on the news last night that he's going to be playing Waffle this weekend. So it'll be very interesting walking over to that far wing at Leaderville Oval on Saturday morning who follows me over there. But no, I'm really looking forward to it. It's not a situation I thought I'd find myself in this early in the year, that's for sure.
How's Subiaco going?
Yeah, they're going really well, Gareth. We'll be really strong again this year. All positive signs moving into round one next week.
All right, then. Round one hasn't started. Geez,
Always a bit of a late start over here in the West, Gareth. Easter weekend's the usual kickoff week, and yeah, it's round one next week. This is our final official practice game this weekend.
All right, mate, what are we doing at Belmont today? We're racing on a good 4, only 7 races, small field, so where do we start with your best?
Yeah, just a couple of races I'm keen to play into today, Gareth. Races 3 and 4 on the program. Race 3 is a cracking midweek 2-year-old race as we get closer to our premier 2-year-old race here in WA, the Karrakatta Plate. And the horse I'm most keen to back is Kimberly Rose. She's a hellbent filly on debut for SJ Miller, and her trials have been really promising, I think, under some very light riding. And she's got a potentially sticky little barrier for Brad Parnham to have to offset, but she was really well respected in betting in the 2-year-old race on Saturday before scratching to save for this. And I think you can take a good line through that, which how well respected by the market she was, and think she's got some real ability. So happy to back her, and we'll be saving on Battle Commander, who ran second to behind Bustling last start after having to do some work from a wide barrier to get to the front. I think that's pretty strong form heading towards that Karrakatta Plate at the moment as well. And we know that from his previous form, he doesn't have to lead to win. But if the bullet staples can get him across from barrier 9, I think he's bursting to win a race as well. So happy to be backing the filly Kimberly Rose and saving on the 1 there, Battle Commander. And my best bet on the program, race 4, number 6, Kraken Time. I love the trials of this horse leading into his debut, and he just never got any luck whatsoever down the straight at Pinjarra. He never saw daylight and went to the line still on the bridle. So back around to Ben, second up, drawn a barrier to hold a nice spot. I think he looks a 3-year-old with some real ability and what's not an overly strong maiden for mine, Gareth. So pretty keen on race 4, number 6, Kraken Time is my best on the program.
Beautiful. So race 3, number 12, Kimberly Rose, Save on Battle Commander, and then Crack and Time race 4, number 6 there at Belmont.
Yeah, it's had
good support. Well, good luck this weekend, mate. We'll catch up with you a little later on. Train hard.
Always a pleasure, Gareth.
It's always great to catch up with Riley Morgan. Simon Miller will join us in the back end of the program today to have a chat about Amelia's Jewel. He's also got some nice chances across the week there in the West, so it's always good fun to catch up with Simon. We'll take a break. We'll come back and see what Butch Castles has to say about Pukekohe today in New Zealand. Welcome back to Giddy Up, Gareth Hall with you this Wednesday. This is Bag of Tips, thanks to the Mighty Pub, the Oldhammer Hotel and the Mallee. We'll be there in the middle part of the year for the Swan Hill Carnival with the one and the only Shane Bennett. Get down there. They've got terrific value and deals if you're around the Mallee there with the football season in full swing. And also the Oz Equipment Rentals. Look them up at ozequipment.com. Shane Bennett's dead set superstar. Find your next Kiwi winner at loveracing.nz. Butch Castles joins us. Pukekohe, the venue there today. Hello to you, Butch.
G'day, Gareth. Yeah, 8-race card out of Pukekohe. Good time for your side of the Tasman, kicking off just before noon and finishing around about 4 o'clock. So nice 8-race card. We'll go to race 3, I think. And I thought Vila Balmero would be awfully hard to beat. The run on resuming was outstanding. Missed the kick badly and got home for third in a strong form race. There's been money for it into 2.2. There's also been money in the race for one that we haven't even seen at the trials. This one called Espadas. But I'll go with the race form. Number 6, Vila Balmero in race number 3. We'll get to race 6. Each way prospect here. Think I Gotcha. Look, it's been racing in much better company than this. Was in a maiden Azat race at Ellerslie over the carnival. Had no luck. Drawn 2, Sam Spratch. He knows how to get them out of the machine. It'll race on the speed. And I thought at $4.20 and $1.80, you could back it on an each way basis. So that's race 3, number 6, Vila Balmero. And race 6, number 2, on an each way basis, Think I Gotcha.
Race 3, number 6, race 6, number 2. Love your work, brother.
Man,
there's Butch Castles, loveracing.nz, your home of New Zealand thoroughbred racing news, previews, profiles and more. Let us know if you've got a winner for this Wednesday. And we'll talk some harness racing after this with Darren Carroll because we've got the carnival kicking off at Bathurst. But let us know if you've got a winner. Go to SEN Talk. Go to the SEN app, click on Giddy Up with Gareth Hall, press the talk button and record your message. We'd love to hear from you. 0499 736 736 to join our conversation. Love more Riley Morgan. He's on fire. Great to see him back. That's from Cal. When will Alligator Blood be back? We're not quite sure when the Alligator Blood will be back. There might be a chance that he might not come back. I think they'll give him another opportunity. He probably needs 12 months off, so he's a while off at the moment. The great horse, Alligator Blood. 0499 736 736 to join our conversation. Chris Nelson to join us next to go through his best there at Doomben on a Wednesday afternoon. Welcome back to Giddy Up. This is Bag of Tips. Thanks to Oz Equipment Rentals and the mighty Ultima Hotel. Ultima Hotel in the heart of the Mallee and Oz Equipment Rentals. Make sure you look them up at ozequipment.com. Chris Nelson joins us at Doomben today on a soft 7 at the moment. 7 races there. Hello, Chris-o.
Good morning, Gareth. Look, we're likely to get an upgrade to a soft 6 by the time we get to race 1. Blue sky outside looks pretty good at the moment. High 20s and maybe just a shower or two, but I think we'll get to that soft 6 pretty quickly.
All right, mate, what are we doing from a punting perspective there at Doomben?
Best bet, race 5, number 14, Velozes. I mentioned yesterday I thought was impressive on debut at Doomben. That was a couple of weeks ago. Jimmy Orman and Tony Gollan combined that day, and she drew a wide gate, 13 of 14. She flopped straight out the back. He made some ground on her with cover before the home turn, and then she finished off nicely. She beat all bar the winner. Now, today, Ange Jones jumps on. We lose nothing there. She draws a lot better, so she'll be closer in the run. She's got that race experience, and she'll get that extra 150 metres, which I think suits her nicely. She's a $410,000 I Am Invincible who looks all set to break through today. So she's the best. Race 5, number 14, Velozes. Now, race 6, not too many winning chances here. I'd say 1 Exceed Speed, West Oak number 8's got some chance, but I like number 12, Araminta. Now, Araminta's only had the 5 starts, placed at 3 of them. 2 runs this time in were a 3rd at Gatton. There was nothing wrong with that, and ran 7th at Doomben last time. She just couldn't quite get a clear crack at them down near the inside in the straight last time. Late in the race, she made a little bit of ground. Now, she goes to 13.50. That'll suit. She's got a good alley, and she's got Sammy Collett, who's riding really well on board. Now, if you look back at her first prep, she ran 3rd behind Tiger Shark in a maiden, and she ran 3rd behind Abounding in a maiden, only beaten just over a length. So there's a couple of good form lines there for Araminta. So we'll go with her. Now we'll go all the way back to race 1. There's a favourite here, Gareth, number 2, Bella Tavachi, who I think is way under the odds.
Yes.
Now she went around on Saturday at Eagle Farm. She had every chance over 1,800. This is panels easier, but I still think she's a query at 2,000 metres. The other one, I think that we're going to take her on with number 1, Gripping, who is racing very well. He's going for 3 straight here. He's got a claim, so he's down to 57, and he's going to run the trip out strongly. So we're going to take on the favourite in the first and back number 1, Gripping, at the better odds.
About $5.50 there with Bet365.
Yep. I just don't – I know it's an easier race, as I said, a lot easier, but she just worries me, that last little bit. If she's vulnerable, which I think she will be, horses will be getting home over the top of her.
Love your work, Chris. I catch up with you during the week, mate. But yeah, I love you. I can tell when you're confident. I think you're confident today.
I am confident today. So let's just hope everything pans out as we plan. I'm very confident about Velozes.
I think. Why is it Roman riding your best, Chris? O?
Why is it? Sorry,
Roman.
Roman.
Yeah.
Who's Roman?
I don't know. I don't quite get that either.
Is someone, as in Orman? Does he mean Orman?
Yeah, Orman, yes, sorry. Yes, it's a good point.
I would say that maybe 55 and a half might be a bit of a stretch.
All right, then. There you go.
Yeah.
They always get, our listeners sometimes give us like, they keep cryptic, us on the board. Cryptic. Yep, cryptic. Cryptic questions, and we have to work them out. But there you go. I tell you what, he's a goddess. He's a god. Well, he's not a goddess, but he's god sometimes, Jimmy Orman. There's no doubt about that.
He is. He doesn't mind taking those tight gaps,
yes.
And he's pretty brave. So no, but Ange Jones, you lose nothing there with Ange Jones. She'll do the right thing.
Thanks, mate. Good on you, Chris.
Thanks, Gareth. Have a good day.
Check out racingqueensland.com.au for where Queensland is racing today. Harness Racing Victoria from Terang. Hello to you, Darren Carroll.
Morning, Gareth.
What are we doing at Terang?
Well, it's a tricky little card tonight. I identified a couple early, but the early shoppers have been pretty impatient and trimmed them up into odds on, but we'll tip them in here because I've got a feeling I'll get back out to black figures or very, very close to it. I think it's probably $1.90 to $2 is the right prices for them. Then I found another one just to a little bit more value. So we'll start off race 1, number 10, Mufasa Bart. Just looks like a big class drop to me. So this is a ratings up to 50 race. Had a lead up since its last start, which was the end of January on Ballarat Cup night, and that was in the race that Catalpa Rescue won. So you can just look at the class. Had 2 trials since, one at Terang and recently at Melton. Just a suitable race. So race 1, number 10. It's now $1.70. I think $1.90 to $2 is probably about the right price from the draw. So don't jump into that. Be patient. The other one I like is race 5, number 6. Rocking All Over the World. Another one for the dairy farmers. It's had 2 runs from a spell. It was just outstanding last start from way, way back. It's a tricky little draw because there's speed underneath it, but if he pushes the button, he might be able to find the top, but it's probably not the end of their world if he doesn't, if he just looks for a sit because it's a very fast horse. Race 5, number 6, it's already been trimmed up a bit this morning, but expect it'll get out to, you know, $3.50 type chance. And the other one is race 6, number 9, Imperial Monarch. Marg Lee trained, Jason Lee driven. It's a trotter that only had a few starts. This is the first run as a 4-year-old. It did run in heats of the Derby, that kind of class last season. It's had 2 really soft trials. So it's its home track, and again, the class is right, but again, the price has been trimmed up. It's about $1.75 at the moment. But once again, I think $2 to $1.90 is the right price, and if you're patient, it should just get out to that price. So there are the 3. Race 1, number 10, Mufasa Bart. Race 5, number 6, Rocking All Over the World. And race 6, number 9, Imperial Monarch.
Tough. No tips at Bathurst tonight because of the 2-year-old heats. They're tough races to sort out, but looking forward to the carnival. We'll have to watch those races closely.
I'll definitely tune in and see what we can find for the future, Gareth.
Good on you, mate. I'm ready, Jed or Queen Alita?
very risky draw for I'm Ready Jet, because I think Sleepy can cross it, and if Sleepy crosses, might end up with something. So, tricky draw. I'll go for Queen Elida.
All right, mate. Love your work.
See you, bud.
There we go. I'm at the Ladbrokes Golden Easter Egg, Saturday the 13th of April. Simon Orchard, hello to you.
Morning, G. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you, mate. What are we doing today from a punting perspective in New South Wales with the Dogs?
We're going to take on the Gardens in Richmond. So the Gardens are midday program today, race 4, number 2, Wheel C. So 4-2, Wheel C. Fifth start for the Dog. It's a restricted 1-2 in race, and he's running into a few, Gareth, that have been around for a while without winning a lot. He's a dog on the up. He's run 2 back at the Gardens of 29.9, stacks up really well in a race like this, and he's trained by one of my favourites, Mark Davo Davidson. Hopefully, we'll see, can get up at the Gardens. And there's a nice little bet boost on Bet365 as well. So you're getting
beautiful
210 about we'll see, 4-2. And then race 7, number 6 at Richmond tonight. That's 7-6, Richard Trish. Also bet boosted. She was a good winner 2 back. She went to Wente Park and wasn't disgraced. I think she really likes the 600-metre trip, and she's going to be really tough to beat. 7-6, Richard Trish, the best bet at Richmond tonight.
Love your work, Si. Thanks for that.
Very mate.
The Greyhound Super Series returns with the time-honoured Ladbrokes Golden Easter Egg Saturday the 13th of April. Thanks to Oz Equipment Rentals and also the Mighty Ultima Hotel in the heart of the Mallee. That is Bag of Tips. Make sure you swing by for cold beer and say good day to Shane Bennett.